Hey y'all. I want to talk today and about what's unfolding for me around insecurities. And I remember growing up and feeling very insecure about a bunch of different things. My body shape, the way that I spoke, how high-pitched my voice was. And today I see insecurities coming up in myself, in my friends, in colleagues, in clients, in coaches, in leaders, as this place we need to fix, as this thing we need to heal, as this element we need to work on. And sometimes that's true. And at the same time, the way that we move and navigate around insecurities, whether addressing them and pointing them out and acknowledging them or even attending to them, provokes shame, provokes guilt, provokes this kind of hiding that we do. And when you think about insecurities, they're fairly simple. They are a lack of security, right? An insecurity is a lack of feeling safe. When we think about what makes us feel safe, there are basic needs, which vary for each person. There are some that are the basics, right? Hunger, shelter, rest, not feeling alone. If we start to think about insecurities as needs not being met, they shift away from being things that we need to be ashamed of, that we need to be solely responsible for correcting, quote unquote. And they start to be like wells we need to fill. They start to look like things that keep us in balance, that keep us well, that keep us complete. And our needs are met by two different spaces that hold us. Us is in ourselves, how we hold ourselves, our inner kind of world that looks like thinking and the way that we care for our bodies and the ways that we talk to one another or talk to ourselves. And then the outer world that holds us too. Our needs can be met by either, whether it's in the ways that, you know, our environments are set up or the ways that we relate to one another at work or the ways that we shape even our schedules. And so bringing this kind of all together, insecurities perhaps are our needs asking us to meet them, to be filled. We pay attention to them when we feel incomplete, when we don't feel capable to play the part, when we feel flawed, when we feel unwell. And instead of cowering and feeling ashamed for having a need, perhaps it's just pointing out that we are human, that we want to feel safe, that we want to feel able to do and play the part. And it asks us in that way, if we consider insecurities in this way, it asks us to look around, look within, look around at the relationships that we have, at the ways that we are with ourselves, at the ways that people are with us and the environments we put ourselves in, and asks us what needs to shift for this need to be met. And that offers us a different way of looking at these insecurities. Looking at these places and spaces in ourselves that we do not feel safe. When we look at them as needs needing to be filled, it's asking us to shift. And so it's a way for us to simply be human instead of feeling flawed. And so with this, I want us to really start to practice when we feel incomplete, when we feel insecure, when we feel unwell. Instead of feeling shame about it, seeing it as a request from our bodies and our wellness to shift, either by inner means or outer means, either by the way we carry ourselves or the way that the world holds us. It's a request to shift for our needs to be met so that we could be human instead of a norm. We can be held instead of be a robot, be an acceptable figure for what the world deems acceptable. What if we were just human? So it's kind of unfolding for me. And the practice that I want us to try on for this unfolding is, I want you to write down a list of the ways you feel insecure, the ways you feel incomplete, the ways that you feel unwell. Write it down in a column. Then in a second column, I want you to try and pinpoint what's the need that is aligned with that insecurity. Think about what it feels like. What's the texture of it? Where does it feel? You feel it in your body. And then tune into that need a bit more by closing your eyes, tuning into that color, that rhythm, that feeling, and try to sense how you can get that need met. Is it by asking something else or something new of the way you work, the way you coach, the way you lead? Is it requesting someone treat you differently? Is it spending more time for yourself and with yourself? Notice what's pulling and what's hinting you towards having that need met. And notice what would it feel like to have that need met, and how the shame of your insecurity shifts. Try that on. Let me know how it feels. Let me know what comes up. And with that, may you be empowered.